She's a celebrity and a longtime progressive activist. And today, actor Cynthia Nixon announced that she will run for the Democratic nomination for governor against incumbent Andrew Cuomo. Cynthia Nixon released a 2-minute web ad introducing herself as a New York City mom and outlining her reasons for challenging the 2-term incumbent.
Our leaders are letting us down. We are now the most unequal state in the entire country, with both incredible wealth and extreme poverty.
Joining us now to discuss Cynthia Nixon's candidacy, her political prospects, are WNYC's State House reporter Fred Mogul, joining us from Albany, and City Hall reporter Bridget Bergen here with me in the studio. Hello to you both.
Hi there, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Fred, let's start with you. What notes did Nixon hit in her ad? And to the extent this is a very early outline of her campaign, what's she running on?
Well, as we just heard, inequality is a big thing, very Tale of Two Cities sort of imagery, education. She talks about going to public schools herself and sending her kids to them. We see her dropping her son off very touchingly. Healthcare and transportation, a big one. We see her going into the subway, riding the subway, eventually riding the train up to Albany. It's in many ways a largely urban ad for a statewide race, but then again, primary votes are disproportionately from New York City and other big cities across the state.
The governor seems to have been anticipating this insurgency, and he's been lining up some support. Do you think he's at all nervous?
Well, you know, he's running hard. It comes at a very tricky time for him. His former top aide, Joe Prococo, was just convicted of corruption last week. He's trying this week and next week to get a budget deal together. It includes a lot of liberal goodies to shore up his base, expanded gun control, early voting, campaign finance reform. If he doesn't deliver these things, he can blame the Senate Republicans. That's what he always does. But, you know, to his Democratic enemies within his own party, that's one of the things that kind of gets them incensed. It makes their point that he's essentially, in some ways, supported the GOP and its control of the Senate to keep his whole government from being too liberal.
But he's been in office for almost 8 years. He's got a lot of support, right?
He does. We shouldn't underestimate that at all, though we in the chattering class like to highlight all the internal opposition. New poll shows him up 66-19 against Nixon among the Democrats. This comes from last week before she announced. But there are a lot of liberals that are mad at Cuomo for being not as progressive as they like. Last time in 2014, he was running against an unknown law school professor named Zephyr Teachout. She did get 1/3 of the primary vote, which is quite something for someone who didn't have much name recognition or money. Cynthia Nixon does seem to have both of those. She doesn't have any government experience, but she can definitely show or at least act that she has a human touch in ways that could be difficult for Andrew Cuomo to match.
And Bridget, Cynthia Nixon is an old ally of Mayor Bill de Blasio's, and you've been keeping your eye on her all year long. Were there any clues that she was seriously mulling this run for governor?
Well, Jimmy, the rumblings definitely started last year. Early this year, I attended an event in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, for a new group called the Broad Room. Many of the founders are current or former staffers of Mayor de Blasio at City Hall or his campaign. And the whole organization is about training more young women to run for elected office. And Nixon was the headliner. And she packed this bar in Williamsburg on a really cold weeknight in the middle of January. So when we asked her then, was she thinking of running for office? Was she thinking of running for governor? She gave us a very arguably flirtatious maybe. Last week, the Department of Education confirmed that her wife resigned from her job in the school system. And there were several reports that Nixon has been seen filming what we now know was the video she released on Twitter today to launch her campaign.
And Fred was just telling us how far ahead Cuomo is in the poll this week, 66-19 among registered Democrats. How is Nixon going to deal with that?
Well, I posed that question to her campaign treasurer, who has a name that Fred just mentioned. That would be Zephyr Teachout, the woman who challenged Cuomo 4 years ago. Teachout said, "They're going into this race with eyes wide open. They know Cuomo has $30 million in his campaign account. That's a ton of money. And he has a few big endorsements already. But their plan is to force a conversation." Teachout said that it's okay for people to disagree about policy, but
what's not okay is an effort to shut out politics. And Andrew Cuomo's traditional way of campaigning has been to sort of build this fortress to shut out anybody coming in.
And just a reminder, you know, Teachout noted that during her race against Cuomo, The governor refused to ever say her name or even debate her in the last campaign.
So how serious of a run will this be? We know that feud between the mayor and Cuomo is as alive as ever. Is Nixon just a stalking horse for Bill de Blasio?
She's absolutely an ally of de Blasio's. She campaigned for him 4 years ago. Officially, City Hall would not comment on the launch. And there are Nixon supporters who would say it's sexist to not take her campaign seriously, that she's been an education activist on her own merits, and that she plans to run a campaign on issues like the state's crumbling infrastructure and the subways, Cuomo's vow to clean up Albany, and how that juxtaposes with the corruption trials that we've just seen of his closest ally. And as Fred talked about, you know, his inability to bring Democrats together and unite the Senate and allow essentially the GOP to retain control.
All right. Well, we will all keep a watch. WMYC's Bridget Bergen and Fred Mogul in Albany. Thanks to you both.
Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Thank you.